How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, PostLaunch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and PostLaunch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. PostLaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. PostLaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with PostLaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co. You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. I have to say, I am disappointed that the Packers didn't win yesterday. It was upsetting that they didn't win because I really wanted them to win. But, you know, big sigh. Anyway, I always draw a card of the day. And so today's card of the day is, in traditional tarot, it's the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands stands for a couple of things, arrows of love. But because wands are associated with work, what you do to earn money, I actually like to equate this card with falling in love with what you do to earn money. And that the more you can fall in love with what you do to earn money, the more profitable you'll be, but also the happier you are because you really learn about what true abundance is. Because abundance is not just the balance in your checking account. Abundance is the amount of people around you that love you, that care about you, the fact that you can open your refrigerator and there's food in there, the fact that you can call up a friend and have them give you the most valuable thing in the world, which is time, because we only all have a certain amount of it. So when somebody gives you their time, they are actually giving you the most important thing out there. But anyway, just keep it in mind that it's time to fall in love with your work. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from area code 201.
Hi, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. What's your question today?
I want to know what you see for me with regards to my finances, please.
Okay. Here's the thing. When you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off, all right? So the more you worry about money, the more the universe agrees with you that you have something to worry about, all right? So what I'd like you to do is go into the perspective, because this is absolutely true with you, Rose, that you've always figured it out with money. You always will figure it out with money, all right? One of the things that I do want you to address, though, because this is an interesting card that came up in your reading, that you feel guilty when you have money, that that doesn't feel normal to you to have money. And so I would actually explore your relationship with money in general, because you have this weird card of feeling guilty about having a lot, that you don't want people to be jealous of you, so you sort of live up to their expectations of maybe not having a lot. Does that all make sense?
Maybe.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that I'm going to give you your literal meaning of all your cards. You have a card here that talks about jealousy and envy. That part of the reason you were motivated to ask this question is that you either feel jealous of the people around you, or it's a card of jealousy and envy. It's coveting what other people have. That's the first card. The second card is a card of you being immature about how you look at money. The next card is about there's an awful lot of potential for you in the next 5 years if you adjust your perspective about money. Then you have this card in traditional tarot. It's called the Eight of Swords. You have it reversed. And I got to tell you the original meaning of this card, because the card talks about it's sort of a self-inflicted holding yourself back from what you want, all right? But the traditional meaning of the card when it's upright shows a woman blindfolded, tied up, with swords all the way around her in a swamp. That's the original meaning of the card. You have it reversed. So she's still in the swamp. She's still tied up. She still has the swords around her, but the blindfold's off. So that's how you have it. The key word in my deck of cards, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, the key word is guilt. Well, because you have the card reversed, you're still stuck in the same place, but the blindfold's off. You can actually see your way into a brand new direction. And then I'm telling you to go into what I call no compromise mode, which means you stop giving money to people that don't earn it from you. So if you have family members that keep calling you up like an ATM and you feel guilty and want to give them money, you need to start saying the following phrase: I'd love to help you right now, but I'm fully invested.
Okay.
That's what you have to say, because that's what your cards are saying directly connected to finance. And I don't know how more direct I can be, that you've got to stop giving money to people that don't deserve it.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to go right to fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Oh, hi, Veronica. What's your question for me today?
I just recently went through a lot of changes in my life, and I would like to know if now I'm in the right path and what's ahead of me.
Okay. First of all, there's a man here that didn't treat you very well, and I want to tell you that I think you dodged a bullet by stepping away and getting away from this guy. You dodged a bullet. And I have to tell you, you're really going to start seeing things happen in a much more sort of blessings kind of way over the next 3 months. But November's your big power month this year. There is something going to happen by November that is a reward for the actions that you've taken over the last 9 weeks. So, yes, you've done the right thing. Yes, you're exactly where you need to be. And I do not see any future with this man. So you need to make sure that this man stays in the past. And I'm going to give you an exercise for that. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to write him a goodbye letter. You're not going to mail it. But what you're going to do is you're going to write this man a goodbye letter. You're going to say everything in that letter that you, if you weren't a lady, you would have said to his face. Okay? This is an emotional vomit letter. All right? You're going to say everything in this letter. If you get mad, if you have a good cry, if you, any of those things, it's even more beneficial for you if that happens. All right? But the closing line is, the last line that you write on this letter is, I release this past relationship to draw to me the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, I want you to crumple it up, and I want you to go outside and burn it. Okay?
Okay.
But you're doing good. I'm very proud of you. That was a tough decision.
It was.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Oh, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on, I've got a lot of you guys today. Where y'all come from? I think it's kind of cool that you you find me, you know? Without you, I wouldn't have what I'm having. So I got somebody here from the 308 area code. Hello, 308.
Yes,
who's
good
this?
Morning. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. What's your question for me today?
My question is, my son is getting married this summer, and I just would like to know if you feel that everything is going to go smoothly through this wedding process.
Well, yes, but so it's so funny. You have this overwhelming compulsion to jump in and take over.
Maybe.
It's like you want... That was very gracious of you. But because what it's saying here is that it's like you want to jump in and help. Now, the better way to do it is to say to your son, I'm sure the two of you will create a wonderful and memorable event. Just let me know if I can help in any way at all.
Okay.
Okay. Even though you want to jump in and be the wedding coordinator. You really do. I mean, it's like it's a total holding your horses here you got going. It's... now I want to tell
that's
you when
pretty
you...
much true.
Okay, so I want to throw something at you because when you asked me about the wedding, my immediate gut reaction was somebody might be pregnant before the wedding.
That is incorrect. That is not that's not an issue at all.
Okay, then what's interesting, there's something that may rush the wedding. So are they not planning children, or are they medically taken care of to not have kids?
No, they are planning to have children, but not until after the wedding.
Okay, I'm just saying somebody could be, I'll just put it this way. There could be an arrival, say, 7 or 8 months after the wedding.
Okay. Well,
you
that's
see what
exciting
I mean? It's,
news.
But what I'm getting is that somebody might be pregnant at the wedding.
Okay.
Okay, because
all right.
And it's funny because it will be one of those oopsie, and you can prevent it. You can say, you know, I called this psychic on the radio, you know that mystic Mona out of Vegas. I called this psychic on the radio and she said that there might be a pregnancy that happens before you're actually married. So
okay.
You can say, Mom says be very careful with the birth control. So you can prevent it. I'm just telling you.
I will say that.
What's interesting here is that you're actually more excited about having the grandchild than you are about the wedding.
Well, first things first, of course.
Okay, but what I would do is I would call your son and say, you know, honey, I'm so excited about this wedding. It's just so much fun to have an event to look forward to, and I'm really holding my horses about wanting to jump in and help. So, you know, I know you're going to create a fabulous and memorable day. You just let me know if I can help in any way. Here's what I would do if I were you, though, because there were two things that I missed at my wedding When my husband and I got married, when we got married, I missed two things, and my mother-in-law never let me forget it. And you want to know what the two things were?
What were they?
A guest book. That was the first thing I missed. I forgot.
Okay.
The second thing I forgot was to have the photographer go to every table and take a picture at every table and get the extended family photos together.
That's a great idea.
She was really mad at me about that. And, of course, I said, well, Marianne, why didn't you come to me and say, can you get the photographer to take pictures of the family? I would have made that happen. But, you know, but those were the two things. Now, we joke about it. I'm not saying that she's beating me up over it, but I feel so guilty because I didn't make that happen.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you should go to Hawaii and renew your vows, and then you could just have everybody there and take lots of pictures again.
Oh, you're so funny. No. But thank you, but no. But what
okay.
I would do is I would, as a wedding planner, this sort of backseat wedding planner, I would make a list of the top 10 things brides forget at weddings.
Good idea.
And then, you know, but the thing is that have the photographer go around and take pictures of everybody. And you may even have the photographer set up one of those backdrops so that couples
mm-hmm.
can get pictures of themselves at the wedding.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, I wish I had done that because that would have been all the photographer would have had to do was bring a backdrop or set up an area with a bunch of plants, you know, in the ballroom.
Sure.
You know, or wherever you're having and give couples the option of having their own picture taken.
That's a great idea.
All right, you.
I love those
ideas. Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you, Mona.
All right,
bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Yeah, it's just work-related. I've been filling out more applications, and I actually have been feeling really good about it, and I just think that something's coming in soon. Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it, but I feel really optimistic and happy about it. I just wanted to know what
okay,
you think.
Well, you can't be putting all that effort out there and not have something to come back.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
True.
Okay, so you know what? Every time you call, I hear that tweeting in the background.
I honestly don't hear it.
It's really weird because it's only when you call me I get this sort of tweeting in the background, like a fire alarm tweet. It's very weird. I'm just saying that I notice it every time you call. But what it's saying is you're absolutely right. There is an offer coming to you, and this is saying a very good offer coming to you, connected with the number 4. So either the 4th of the month, the next 4 weeks, the next 4 days. But I'm definitely getting that there's a definite offer coming to you. So
well, that's wonderful.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Mona, and I'll
right.
update you.
Oh, cool. All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys, I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
All right, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. What's your question?
I was wondering if you could see any relationship in my life. Love.
One of the things that I think is really missing in your life, and by the way, yes, I do, but one of the things that I see that is really missing in your life is an activity you do with groups of people where people see you having fun. Because what I see here is that you sometimes make or present the vibration of being incredibly serious. And, you know, if you're doing people's taxes or you're concentrating on solving a problem, that's really appropriate. But what I really want you to do is I want to balance your serious side with a fun side, because it just seems like you don't have a lot of fun. So I want you to find something that's fun. Seriously.
Okay.
Because
I mean, I do have fun.
Well, but you're, okay. The vibration that I'm picking up across the phone from you right now when I'm sitting here talking to you seems so serious, all right? Kind of intense. And the thing is that I want you to draw to you somebody that is balanced as far as fun and work, all right? And it seems as though you've drawn to yourself guys that you need to help out in some way or you need to fix in some way because of this seriousness.
You're exactly right.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
So what I'm asking you to do is just 10% more fun in your life. And one of the ways to bring more fun into your life is to try something that sort of scares you, but when you're done doing it, you feel really accomplished, like indoor rock climbing. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could suggest, but the thing is that if you can try something that sort of scares you, but when you're done doing it, you feel like you've had a great workout, they've had a little laughter, you've really used that intensity to concentrate on something to achieve climbing up a wall, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only will it put you in the path of men, because more men than women do this, but the cool thing about it is it shows that you're willing to try something that's really out of your comfort zone. Okay. What this is saying is that you're going to be in a serious relationship within the next year and a half. Now, that doesn't mean that you may meet him sooner than that. I mean, like way sooner than that. But the relationship doesn't go to a serious level where you're actually talking about maybe moving in together or engagement or something like that. And by the way, I would not put the idea in my head if I were you that you want to get married. I would put the idea in your head if I were you that you're looking for your companion of choice. You're looking for the guy that you most like to spend time with because he's fun, that you like the same things, he's smart enough for you, he's serious about his career, he's successful, but the two of you can have a lot of private jokes together and enjoy a lot of the same activities together. That would be the vibration that I would adopt for you if I were you. All right?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All right.
Okay. I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. What's your question?
Well, I have a question regarding, I don't know, relationship, companionship, men. Anyway,
yeah.
Can you enlighten me about, you know, am I going to meet somebody? Is there already somebody there? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. What your cards are talking about, I have to have you address something because there's a card coming up right in the middle of your spread that talks about chaos. That you, you kind of have this tendency when you meet a guy that's nice, all right, to sort of throw at him a gauntlet of tests. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the idea of if they pass these tests, then they may be worthy of you, all right? And
right.
What the cards are talking about is, yes, there's a nice man coming your way. What it's saying is that you meet this man through something connected with work. So it may be a networking thing you do on behalf of your company. It may be a charity event you do because, but whatever it is, it has to do with your professional identity that introduces you to this man. What is interesting, though, is that you get a little squirrely. Like almost as quickly as a few weeks into the relationship, you get a little squirrely and you start going into the where is this relationship going vibration instead of just enjoying it. So What I'm going to advise is that I want you to start to relearn how to flirt again. I want you to start walking into a crowded room and see who's looking at you instead of you just going in and doing the task at hand. Like let's say you go to a networking lunch. Usually what people do is they walk in, they look for somebody they know, and then they like just kind of hang around with that person, all right? What I want you to do is I want you to walk into the crowded room. I want you to pause at the door, and I want you to look around to see who's catching your eye. And then I want you to go talk to that person, especially if he happens to be a rather attractive man.
Right. Okay.
Okay, because what this is saying is that you know how to get a man. There's no question here. You know how to get a man. You know how to attract a man. You need to lighten up on the flirting part of it, but then you also need to light up on the courtship part of it. You can't get serious too quickly. And as a matter of fact, I would postpone having any kind of all the way intimate sexual relations until you've been dating the guy for at least 3 months. So it's about, did you ever see, it's the silliest movie, but did you ever see the movie with Renee Zellweger, Down with Love?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you know, so she tricks this guy into sort of dating her for 30 days with absolutely lots of dates with no sex. Okay. What happens is that she starts creating memories with him that have nothing to do with sex. That sex is still that dessert waiting out there. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
That what I'm seeing for you is it's about who you can get along with and who you like and vice versa, as opposed to the goal of getting married or getting serious.
Right.
And I want you dating lots of guys, not just one. None of this one at a time thing until it gets intimate. Then it could be one guy. But in the meantime, date lots of guys. Have a good time. Don't take any of them seriously. Until, because you have this mental checklist of what you're looking for in a guy, right?
Right.
And you're pretty picky about it. So you look for the guy that has the mental checklist, and then you spend time with him and have a nice time. You don't ask him if he's dating other people. And if he asks you, just say, well, you know, we haven't talked about any exclusivity, and I think it's too soon.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? So,
yes.
So you need to make this like you are tasting the chocolates in a variety box of chocolates. Little tiny bites. Little
okay.
tiny bites of you. Do not get too intense. And matter of fact, if the guy starts getting too intense, say, yeah, it seems a little serious for the third date.
Okay.
Let's talk about that down the road. Because, you know,
okay.
that is your normal MO. You want to get serious really fast, and I'm telling you, don't do it right now. That these next 3 months should be about you having fun with men without having sex with men.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. All right, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to know if you have anything specific that you hear for me.
Okay, that's an open-ended full reading question. So you need to give me a specific subject, and I will address that specific subject for you. But
okay.
When people ask me, what do the cards want to tell me? That's usually why they book a full session with me.
Okay, well, on my relationship.
All right, let me see. Well, okay. Have you ever heard of the phrase trying to make silk out of a sow's ear?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a little bit of that going on here. Here's the thing, is that there's a guy around you right now that actually seems to be someone that's incredibly loyal to you. But for some weird reason, you're trying to change him. Does this sound familiar?
Well, not really. Yes and no. He had an affair. And I'm trying to change. I'm trying to change that he's not communicating very well, and that he had this affair and all this. I'm trying to make.
All right. So here's my question for you, because he did not have an affair, according to these cards. He did not have an affair because he doesn't love you. He had an affair because somebody piqued his interest, and it was new and exciting. That's why he had an affair. It's not that he doesn't love you. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Do you have Netflix?
No, I don't.
Dang. I want you to get online, get yourself a subscription to Netflix.
Okay.
And I want you to watch the miniseries House of Cards. All right?
Okay.
The reason, and you might be able to rent it at the library or find it, you know, somewhere, maybe even in a used video store. One of my favorite places to get used videos is Buybacks. There's one not too far from my house, so I like to go there. But the reason I'm bringing that up is that I want you to study the relationship between Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright in this series. Now, they're really, really, they do some really evil things, these people. These two people. But the thing that they have that makes their relationship so fascinating to me, and why I actually advise people to watch this miniseries, is because the relationship they have with each other is full disclosure. They tell each other everything. Now, here's the thing. Most couples don't tell each other everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the thing. My question to you is, in spite of the fact that he played hokey pokey with somebody else, do you still want to be with him?
Well, I think so.
Okay. Then do you need to actually make that a black and white decision? If you want to be with him, then what you say is, I was really hurt that you had an affair, but I want us to move on from this. Unless you don't want to be with me anymore.
And that's what I've said, and he said, but I do.
Okay, then what you need to say is that, is this affair over?
Well, he said, he told me, he said, I will not do this anymore at that point last year.
Right.
And he keeps telling me that I'm not doing anything anymore.
All right. Well, here's the thing. You know, there's that old saying, and I'm sorry to use some cliches with you, but hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me, right? So
yeah.
Here's the thing. What I would do if I were you, because he does really love you, is I would make Valentine's Day sort of your maybe renew your vows. Maybe
okay.
Renew your commitment to each other. And that you say, okay, I'm never going to bring that bimbo, slutty bitch up again.
That's exactly
okay.
What she was.
All right. Never going to bring her up again, ever. You're going to say that to yourself. I'm not going to bring up this conniving little slut of a woman again. That's what you're going to say to yourself, all right? Because, really, any woman that would go off after a man that's married, I'm sorry, in my opinion, has that energy. There's something wrong with women that go after married men.
Well, she is a slut.
Okay, so there you go. So here's the thing, is that what you do is you vow to yourself that you're never going to bring her up again. And then you say to your husband, you know, honey, I really would like us to have our fresh start. I'd like us to renew our vows.
Okay.
And then you never, ever bring her up again. She is dead to you.
Okay.
And that the two of you move, maybe you even do a second honeymoon. Renew your vows, go on a second honeymoon, reconnect, and then start fresh. But that's what I'm getting here for you, my friend. So thanks for calling.
The, The thing I want to say is we're not having physical relations, and it just seems like he is stuck.
Okay. Are you saying he can't get it up?
He won't try.
Okay. Part of the reason why I'm thinking that you need to renew your vows and have a second honeymoon is to get out of your current environment. Now, the thing is that you might even want to get a hotel room for a day, have him meet you for lunch, and then you go a little do an afternoon delight kind of action. But what I'm getting here is that if you really want those relations to happen, you're going to have to try a little harder.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. I'm sorry, I can't spend more time with you. This is a really, I'm only supposed to answer
okay.
a few minutes at a time. But thanks for calling. And
thank you.
And let me know what happens.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right. You guys will be right back.
We need help. We need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Anthony. How are you?
Oh, hi, Anthony. What's your question?
Hi. So I want to train this year try out for professional sports next year, and I'm just worried
yes.
if I'm going to run out of money or not. Am I going to run out of money to train for it?
Well, now, see, this is really interesting because as soon as you said money, I'm like, why doesn't Anthony have a sponsor? Why don't you
yeah.
have a sponsor? Because I'm sitting here looking at your cards. You certainly are talented enough. You will be in a major contract within the next 3 years. Now, what I'm getting is you may be tapped by a professional sport sooner than that, but that within 3 years you end up in a major contract. So what kind of sports do you do?
Football.
Okay. What it's saying here is that the what I would do is I would go to a local business person in the city you live in, and I would actually mention, like, maybe a car dealership. That would be a really good one, right? Go to a car dealership and you go to one that's independently owned by somebody locally, and you ask to speak to the general manager or the owner, and you say, hi, my name's Anthony. I'm just going to use this as an example. I'm a junior in college right now. I am preparing and training to be tapped to be on a sports team. And what I'd like to know is if your company ever sponsors aspiring athletes so that I can continue my training, because it's kind of expensive. And so the thing is that you could then be that dealership spokesperson down the road as part of their the agreement that you get from them sponsoring you. Do you see what I mean? So
yes.
Let's fast forward 5 or 6 years from now. You end up playing for the Colts. I'm just using them as an example. And the Colts, they actually break their streak and they end up in the Super Bowl. That car dealership is going to love the fact that you're playing on a Super Bowl tapped team to talk about their Kias or whatever dealership it is. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But you're not going to run out of money. So your question is, do you get to keep training until you get picked by a team that's going to pay you so that you can get training through them and then move on to actually get professional training through a professional entity? Yes. It's saying the next 3 years are incredibly fertile for you. And instead of looking at what you don't have, I want you to look at what you do have. And I really hope that there are videos of you or I hope that there's videos of you that you can put on YouTube right now of your abilities. Have you done that yet?
No, I have not done that.
Okay. So I would get a friend to start taping you when you're playing. All right?
Okay.
And you start putting those that like your little best of video on YouTube. So you get friends to actually start recording you on their phone and on their phones, and then you end up having a friend, like maybe even there's a video service here in Vegas called UEdit Video that you could actually take your videos to them, and they'll compile like a little a CD for you that you could turn around and download on YouTube. Because what I'm getting here for you is that more people need to see your talents, and that you're not going to run out of money.
Okay. Wow.
I hope that helps, Anthony. I'm actually very excited for you because I'm looking at your cards and it's saying avoid thinking about things that are working against you and start totally thinking about the things that are working for you. And if anyone offers to help you financially, say yes, accept it. And then write down whatever they gave you, and then when you get the big multi-million-dollar contract down the road, you can pay them back with interest.
Perfect.
Unless it ends up being like a big, and I keep getting car dealership for you. It's either a car dealership or it's some sort of sports equipment. You know, like Brett Favre probably made a boatload of money when he was advertising the Wrangler, the Wrangler jeans.
Right.
Just think about it, that you may do it just slightly different than what other athletes have done. And if you actually just ask the question in your very sincere way, because people like you and they meet you, Anthony, you ask in a very sincere way of the owner of the dealership, say, have you ever sponsored up-and-coming athletes? The thing is they could do a whole commercial series on the fact that they're sponsoring you. And how community-minded would that be? Nobody's ever done that before. Think about it. If you know, the most obnoxious thing in the whole world is our auto ads that come on TV, right? But can you imagine the general manager introducing you, Anthony, on his commercial? Say, this is Anthony. We think Anthony's going to be a star football player. So we're sponsoring him. So we're going to follow his training. And by the way, if you need a new Kia Soul, come talk to me. Do you see what I mean? That it's more about that they want to do something to help somebody in the community, right? Which, by the way, is no skin off their nose. If you think about how much these auto dealerships pay for advertising, it's going to be way more heartwarming to have you sort of be the community star, the community guy, right?
All right. Yeah.
Got to go. I could talk to you all afternoon. Something really good about your energy. Okay, so tap into that, dude. All right, see you later.
Appreciate it.
Bye. I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this? Hello, 850. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold because you're not paying attention. So I'll put you back on hold. Now I'm going to go to area code 858. Hello, 858.
Hi,
who's
Mona.
This?
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. What's your question?
I applied for a full-time job in the company where I work for. And I was wondering if this year I will get a full-time job.
Okay, there is, it's saying yes. And it's saying that February is your power month. And there's a guy here that knows that you work really hard, and that's the guy you kind of need to have act as your advocate. That's the guy that needs to kind of pave the way for you. That's the
guy. I don't know anyone like this. And well, they're going to interview in March. That's what I was told. It's a city job,
well,
and about 2 months, too.
Do you report to a guy right now?
Yes, I do, but he never said that he likes me or something.
Okay, this is not a romantic thing. This is a business
thing.
No.
I mean
So what I want you to do, are you ready? I want you to go to him and say, I'm going to be interviewing for this job full-time in March, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I can learn between now and then that will make me more valuable to be able to get the job full-time.
Let me tell you, Mona, the problem that I was told that they have a candidate in mind, someone who does this job already. She is doing the job for less money. And so I don't know if it will.
But wait. Don't let that stop you from learning more at your job. Because what might happen is that she may end up taking this new job, and you may be able to get the other job she's leaving. Okay. So what?
Well, that's
please.
Problem.
Okay, but wait.
I was told that she's leaving
wait,
for
wait,
the
wait,
2 hours.
Wait. Anne,
yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Anne.
Okay.
One of the things about my program is that I'm very direct about how to approach something. And it's difficult for me to talk to somebody that when I'm giving a suggestion automatically goes to why that won't work. Because what I'm getting here is that you live in your head a lot and you form opinions in your head and that you don't take action. And what I'm telling you is that if you present yourself to the guy that you're reporting to now as a person that wants to learn more and get a full-time job here, and it doesn't matter if it's this job or the job she's leaving or another job, what you want to do is make a great impression on the guy that you report to right now. Say, look, I want to learn whatever I can to be a valuable here because I really would love to have a full-time job here. He may know of a job that you don't even know about yet. And by you presenting the best possible attitude about learning what you don't know, what it's saying is that's how you get the job. With February being your power month. So it doesn't hurt for you to try that for 3 weeks. Just go to him and say, what is it that I need to learn to be a more valuable and productive employee here? Because I really would love to have a full-time job.
And Mona, in case if they will be interviewing in March for this job and the other position that she has at this time will become available, after February, there is no power month for me?
What I'm telling you is that the power for you, no, that's not what I'm telling you. But in specific to this, where you are right now, if you take action, there will be something beneficial that happens for you in February.
Okay.
It could be that this guy goes, wow, this gal Anne's got such a great attitude. We really need to find her a full-time job. That's what you want, is you go and you say, what can I learn to be even more of a contribution here? Because I really would like to work here full-time. And you don't care what full-time job it is. You just want, you want somebody to actually act as your advocate. All right, my friend?
Okay.
Yes, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bree.
Hi, Bree. What's your question?
My question is in regards to a relationship that I've just started. It was going really well, and then all of a sudden, I'm not sure what happened.
It's not you. Not you. This person has a very low or very short attention span. It's almost like he's a crow and the next thing that's sparkling, that's what he's looking at. This is not you. As a matter of fact, I kind of think you dodged a bullet.
Really?
So,
okay.
So what I would do is I would text him and I would say, haven't talked to you in a while, and I just want to make sure that we stay friends no matter what happens.
Well, we talk every day.
Right.
He pretty much texts me every day. And right. We are really good friends, but there's a physical attraction.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And also I wondered if I keep seeing my birthday everywhere.
Oh, wow, how funny.
I don't know if that ties into anything.
Well, here's the thing with your birthday is that usually if you start seeing repeated numbers or repeated dates, it just means that you need to pay attention to that date. So if you keep seeing your birthday everywhere, then something's going to happen on your birthday. It's not a bad thing. It's just telling you to be very aware on your birthday, all right? What's interesting is that I would tone down the whole, next time you see this guy, don't have sex with him.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, don't look at it like there's something, you're trying to take this personally or trying to think that you need to change something about yourself. And I want to tell you that usually guys are attracted to the girl that they're originally attracted to, not the girl that thinks they have to be what the guy wants them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you need to go back to being you. And the quickest way to get his attention is to sort of treat him like a bothersome little brother.
Okay.
That the more you treat him like really casually, that there's an accord with the relationship. The more more casually you treat him, the more he's going to want to spend time with you. But you've got yourself all jacked up for some weird reason connected with him, even though I don't see an issue.
Okay, but you say that I dodged a bullet?
Well, what I'm saying is I think you dodged a bullet in the sense that if things don't go back to being intimate again, then this relationship's just supposed to be a friendship.
Okay.
All right, and don't get all jacked up about it. You know, relationships kind of go in cycles. You know, sometimes you can go. I'm just going to use a silly example. Sometimes you can go for months with not going for Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you hate Italian, right? It just means that somehow it's just not in your crosshairs. And when I say that you dodged a bullet, is that I don't want you to put all of your concentration on this man right now. Because the divine timing that goes along with a relationship, whether it's this man or somebody else moving forward, that's the thing you need to agree with, is the divine timing of it. But treat him sort of like an annoying little brother right now. That's the quickest way to get his attention.
Is that a good thing, though? Do I want his attention?
Well, what it's saying here is that no matter what, you want to stay his friend, right?
Yeah.
But what I would do is I would not treat this like an exclusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where you've kind of got, that's where you've kind of got yourself a little jacked up, is that you want to treat it like an exclusive relationship. And according to what I'm seeing in the cards, is that it's not at the level to treat it like an exclusive relationship.
Okay.
So I would keep, if I were you, I would keep my options open and date other men as well. But you don't have to sleep with those other men you're dating, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but I'm telling you that if it feels like things have cooled off a little bit, it's not anything personal. It's just that he knows, and we women know, that once we sleep with somebody, it's serious.
Is he scared?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's part of it. But what the thing is that I think it's more, it's not scared as much as he doesn't necessarily want the responsibility of being connected in an official boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So you need to take a step back. And you need to, without telling him you're taking a step back, just energy-wise, take a step back and start dating other people. But still treat him like he's your, because it could evolve into something else. I'm just thinking that sometimes when relationships get too intimate, too serious, too fast, or with wrong timing, then women especially go into this weird series of assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And you start beating yourself up about something you think you did, and you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
All right. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See you later. All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.